Carter's has your family covered for every summer first. For steps, for swim lesson, or for sleepover. Our clothes help kids and parents shine, thanks to comfy design and easy dressing details. Visit carters.com to shop the latest styles or find a Carter's store near you.
I had a babysitter leave my son at home alone. I saw her leave on the Ring camera, and it was just this absolute moment of panic.
This is Momcast, powered by the Local Moms Network. I'm Dimitra Ganias, coming to you from Stanford Studios. Moms, if you know me at all, you know I'm a helicopter mom. I admit it. I like to know where my kids are, who they're with, and what's going on. And while I'm definitely nosy, I know enough to know they need their independence and some space to make their decisions and, of course, build self-esteem. So where's the happy medium? Well, believe it or not, we found it. It's called Little Bird. It's a piece of technology that offers peace of mind. And joining me today is the founder of Little Bird. She's the CEO and also a mom of two, Monica Plath. Welcome, Monica.
Thank you so much for having me. Excited to be here with you all.
I am thrilled to hear about this. Explain for us, what is Little Bird?
Little Bird is a wearable screenless that goes on to your child's wrist, and it really bridges the gap between baby monitor and a smartwatch or iPhone. Right now, I think the hack has been AirTags for years, and parents just need more information. We want to be, to your point, less helicopter parents and like less, you know, anxious and just more informed. And so we created Little Bird to fill that gap.
This sounds so interesting. So it sounds like, okay, when we have our baby monitor, when our kids are little, we like being able to see, to hear, to know exactly what's going on. But then with more independence as our kids get older, we have to let go. But it doesn't mean we're any less paranoid, and paranoia might actually be a good thing. So what was your sort of founder story about why you needed this in your life?
Oh, man. Well, I had a babysitter leave my son at home alone. I saw her leave on the Ring camera, just pulling out of the driveway, got the notification, you know, panicked. I was at work and checked his Wi-Fi baby monitor. He wasn't there. She wasn't answering her phone. And it was just this absolute moment of panic. And I still get, yeah.
That sounds terrifying.
Yeah. I mean, need-based innovation at its finest. He ended up being okay. She was fired. I got home. She had left him in the baby swing, and he was kind of getting on the, he's too old for that anyways, and he was awake. It was just all of the things, you know. But it was really, really hard for me. It was one of the first people I'd ever hired to watch my son. It was a referral from a family friend, and this woman had watched her husband when he was a child. So, you know, 30-year history. She had, you know, 5 stars on care.com, like all these boxes that I checked as a parent. And I felt like I failed him and myself. And so when I was spiraling that night on, you know, Amazon, as one does, I was just finding AirTags and all these massive smartwatches and gadgets as the options to fill the gap of knowing where he was, but it wouldn't solve for who he was with. And I was like, this is crazy. I know more about my dogs with Wag, Rover, Fi, like, you know, all these other, I think there's like 308 plus dog tracking companies if you go look at it. And there was nothing for this gap for parents. And there's about 42 million kids in this gap right now in the country. And, you know, I think 1 in 4 parents are giving their kids a smartphone at age 8, but it's really just because what else can they do?
Yeah. We want to be able to track them.
Yeah. And you know, obviously there's a lot of parents that use AirTag. You know, I, you know, tried that as well. But you don't know that, I mean, it's for tracking objects. AirTags are for tracking keys, luggage. It's not like a live feed. You know, you don't have, what I really wanted was like behavioral analytics. I wanted to know that my children had arrived at school. I wanted to know if these two little boys were, they're now 5 and 7. So it's been a minute. We've done a lot of innovating with them, but now they're in the cul-de-sac, right? Can they ride their bikes and then go get a popsicle with a neighbor kid and not have my heart drop? Cause I can know, oh, they're next door and they're, you know, I can call the mom. Field trip days. Right. I mean, we get a lot of parents talking about that. Yeah. And starting to fill the gap for like other communities that have reached out from the neurodivergent, you know, parents that deal with a lot of wandering and elopement. We have a tether, so you get notified if they're out of range or if they leave the house or where they're supposed to be, and just really starting to fill that peace of mind gap in a way that's, I think, a thoughtful, it's parent forward, and we don't know everything.
Yeah.
There's so much that we don't know because the space has been just gamified previously, and I don't need another game on my kids' wrist. I want them to be kids. I want that element of childhood that I had. The roaming radius has decreased 90% since our childhood, so it looks a little bit different. And I think it's something like 5 to 7 hours a day of screen time for kids these days, because we're just, we're living in a little bit different moment.
Okay, there's so much to dive into here, but first, I just want to sympathize with you as a mom who was truly scared to leave her kids, mostly because we're rookies as young mothers and we have these babies, and it's already taking so much to leave our babies alone, right? We have our mom guilt. We have anxiety about who's going to take care of them or love them or watch them the way we would and should. But I really feel you on this level of God, it took so much for me to trust someone else. And then to have that trust broken, that is just heartbreaking.
Yeah, it's trust and validate. I mean, it's with any loved one, right? I mean, even, if your mother or father are in a care home, did the care take place? Are they still in the room with this person that I'm, compensating for supervision, that I'm trusting with supervision? But it really comes down to Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Like, base level, is my child safe? And being able to have an answer. And as parents, we just need more information. It's not We don't need necessarily like emergency devices. I think there's been a lot of like, is this child alive? With some of the other like safety and security companies. But I'm like, can we go take a step back and just be more informed?
I love this. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the differences between an iPhone and Little Bird. What is the separation that says this is the safer, more age-appropriate option?
I think it's a really good question, and I don't think that it's an either or. I think it might be an and in many cases. Like, I don't, whatever's right for your family. It's the same reason you see tech bros with a Whoop and an Aura or an Oura Ring and an Apple Watch, right? It's just different information. And so maybe your kid's going to school and you want to know what room they're in, or they've made, had these emotional checklists. We all have the checklist, right? Did they make it to school? Did they make it, taking some of that load off. But with the and their school might have a ban on screens. I know where I live in Seattle, I mean, that's really, really common. And 85% of schools across the country have a screen ban in place. So maybe you want to know they got to school, but that phone is for after school comms if their kids are a little bit older or something like that. So I think just really how we start filling the gap and giving parents options. I don't think there's a one way or a highway. It's really just how do we start pressure testing this? And just hopefully this chapter of Little Bird opens the door to a bigger conversation and more innovation in the category.
And that makes so much sense to me because neither of my middle schoolers nor my elementary school student, of course, but I have three and they cannot have a phone and they cannot wear an Apple Watch in school. So there is definitely that element of you can have it, but just not with you during the day. So this kind of solves for that because you can wear something and track them without it being disruptive in any way in a classroom.
I think that's the disruptiveness to schools, but also just to their being, right? Letting them be present and letting them be kids and not having all the distractions or comms.
Or access, really, because that's what the other devices are.
I like the user stories and parents that have reached out. There's so many different, and I'll just share a couple of them, just maybe
Yes,
parents
please
listening
do.
can relate. But I mean, we had a mom that reached out to us because her daughter was getting bullied. She's 8 years old. She had a dumb watch. The parents in the friend group agreed to get the girls a dumb watch so they could all talk. They only had like their five numbers on it. And she became a victim of bullying within her friend group at age eight when they're just, talking. And so she's like, I just need less. And then we have a mom that's been through a lockdown and she didn't know where her kid was for, I think, 4 or 5 hours. She said the teacher was texting her from under the like I think it was the desk, right? And because she's seeing stuff on the news, the mom is they're trying to be they had become friends, and she's like, I didn't know that my child was safe or that he was even in the room because he had been, at the physical education class. And so for her, she puts it on her son. She's like, I know that he's okay. I can see that he's in the portable. And for it's just that little peace of mind, but it also gives the kids a little bit more freedom, right? If the parents can have some of their emotional needs checked off the list, maybe they're a little bit more less
Yes.
anxious. But also I don't think we've even mentioned like the steps component too, but like, the kids get to interact with their parents in a different way. Like, let's make it less about fear-mongering and more about how do we find additional ways to connect with our family.
Yes. Okay. That totally is, what pings for me, because if I know where my kid is and that they're fine, I am much more likely to say, okay, well, go ahead, go a few blocks further away. Try something that you haven't before, because I know that I can track you every step, but yet you feel this incredible freedom. So both of us win.
It's the, are they making good choices and being able
Yeah.
to trust your own children? I mean, we had a mom who had been through, she had too much freedom, she said, as a child and got in with some bad situations and, led to a pretty complicated life. And she was like, I don't want that on my child. She's like, I'm not going to give her too much freedom, but I don't want to helicopter her. She's like, I just want to trust that she's making good choices. And we have a single dad whose son rides his bike to school. And he gets that freedom. And there's just all these moments that give kids more instead of taking away, and being able to build that conversation, like, okay, like, is that a good decision or a bad decision? And I think
Right.
that it helps both sides of the equation versus like the lock, that's
Yeah.
like we're the anxious generation, which I love what they say about, the screen-free freedom, but it's like, do we have to be anxious? Can we just be, again, informed? Or I forget what their next chapter of that looks like, but yeah, lean into the next.
Well, I love some of the words that come with the technology that, lend itself to Little Bird, because there is a flock and there is a nest. Tell us about what those are and what they mean for the child that's wearing it.
If we're raising kids around the same age, I think we were all part of that the village is digital movement, for like the last decade. And
For
I know everyone
sure.
has different resources, but that was just like being hammered and there's different resources and all of that. And I'm like, okay, but maybe it's not just the village. Maybe it's more of like chosen family and putting all your loved ones in one place. And so here's my family members that can see, my kids' location at, you pick the times, right? If my parents are watching them or their babysitter, right? We're not like we get levels of access to each other's lives, but because we all care about these individuals and these are the typical care partners. And then the nests are the safe locations.
Got it.
So home,
So we can
school.
choose who knows where our child is at what given times.
Yes.
So we're deciding who is part of their flock and when they have access to the information. And then we also know, their nests, where are the safe places. So, for example, you mentioned your kids playing in the cul-de-sac. If you don't see your kids, do you know, is the other mom part of the flock so you can sort of be in touch?
In this case, no, for this particular family, but
Okay.
I can see that they're, at her house, right?
Okay.
And so I could call her. But for my kids, within the people that typically like my parents and my babysitter that support me, this is not an unsupervised category, right? So I think we can even take a step back, right? And be like, okay, we always know where they're supposed to be and who they're supposed to be with. This is just a validation mechanism of like, did that handoff take place? Did they make it to school? So I know that they're in, Mrs. Johnson's classroom. Did the carpool mom pick them up? Because I can see, if she's in my flock that they're together, or I can just see where he is on the map. And so like they show up together. So you're like, okay, they're in that moment together, or whatever that looks like. So I think it's again different for different families. I think people are like, oh, like it's very in terms of privacy, like you control the level of access because you're the parent, right? Like we control the access to our families in real life and then also within the app, and we give you the ultimate control.
So this sounds phenomenal. And you mentioned neurodivergent kids who might be at a greater risk of running away, or what's called elopement. Mm-hmm. What have your customers told you about the peace of mind that they get knowing exactly where their child is?
This has been a really interesting subset of our customers to really lean into. It's not a nice to have, it's a need to have. And a lot of the existing options cost $600+ a year for them. And we have, you know, some moms, had two moms reach out to us and be like, they have multiple neurodivergent children. Like, we have to choose which child, you know, gets access to the existing, you know, technology. And they're now part of, you know, our community, and we can resource that. But,
and that's because there are other devices, but they're just a lot more expensive. Is that it?
Yeah, there's one specifically, you know, marketed to the neurodivergent community that's about $600 a year, which just prices out a lot of families. I mean, we had a case study, and a woman was, she had $17,000 outstanding in reimbursements for like the specialty
items
for her child. And then she's like, and then I'm expected to go pay for this and wait for another reimbursement. She's like, I already work, you know, three jobs to support my kids. And she's like, it's just, she's like, I'm drowning in bills, and I'm drowning in like I lack the ability to be able to connect with my children, because as we know, right, like we're working and then we're coming home and then we're working and doing all these care tasks. And like, how do you bridge that connection? So she's been a part of it, and she had used leashes in the past for her children. She's like, it's been, you know, the looks that you get and the judgmental stares. And she's, this is what I have to do as a mom to keep my child safe.
Yeah, and do what you have to do.
But also let him live and share in these family experiences in public places and spaces. But I need him to interact with the world in a safe capacity and know if he's, you know, eloped. Little Bird's given her a lot of freedom and being able to learn with her. And she's been like one of our early testers. From day one, she had found out to us. It was just someone that would be like, oh my gosh, I need this. And we were in the, you know, pre-release, pre-production stage. And she's brought us into a couple of her different communities and families, just being able to learn with them. That's just been like the greatest gift of this whole journey, is being able to learn from families.
That's awesome. It's so heartening to see that families with all different needs are finding a solution in the same place. And obviously, your story comes from your children. So as a mom, of course, you created the thing you needed. That's what moms do. But to see so other moms getting this sort of just tiny mental break from something that you created must really feel good.
Yes. And we didn't expect it to have the impact that it originally did. I mean, we shipped to all 50 states our first week. And that was just part of my, ignorance is bliss. So we had a bunch of orders that we were filling. And I was like, oh, it's got to be, you know, like, call it like 30 or 36 states. I expected it to be these coastal cities, the early adopters, you know, where a lot of, you know, technology. No, it was parents buying 2, 3, 4 at a time, Alabama, Georgia, Texas, you know, Alaska.
Incredible.
And just being able to sit with that and, you know, we've had other parents from like tragedies or, national stories reach out as well. And they've just been like, we need more options. Right. And so being able to be, even if we're the guinea pig, you know, for what's to come, not being a nice to have, being a need to have, is just really powerful. And I feel like we're at 10%, even just this year, of where we want to be in terms of functionality, because I wanted to ship the product and then just listen, right? The feedback we're getting from these parents, what do they actually need? Because, you know, the big tech company has been telling parents what they need for the last couple of decades. You need another game on the Switch, you need sounds, the kid will never wear it, all of this. I'm like, can we just simplify it down and do something where technology whispers and it's just ambient and then just supports the family, and we can just go on without it having to be like an additional family member, you know?
I love that. And one of the most interesting things that you told me about it is, of course, most adults know what a Whoop watch is or an Oura ring. Well, this is the same technology that you can have your kid wear, and now you know how much they're moving, because that's also something that's changing a lot among schools and in different districts. Kids don't have as much recess. So what does Little Bird tell us about our kids' movement?
Good point, in that I believe only 13 states in the country have mandatory recess now. And that mandatory recess is 20
minutes.
That's
shocking.
It's unacceptable is what it really is. You know, we all just need to move. And the statistics are there. You know, 1 in 3 kids is pre-diabetic, 1 in 5 is obese. And the CDC says that only 20% of our kids are getting the recommended amount of activity. American children have a D minus on the health grade scale. And so in this, you know, longevity, health obsessed, you know, we're getting all of the Brian Johnsons and Hubermans of the world. We're failing the most important years of our life, where we set up the foundations for our sleep, activity, eating habits, you know, relationships. And it's also the least studied demographic. So less than 5% of all medical data is children, and barely any real world data exists when it really programs the rest of our life. So we have steps as a metric within the wearable, so you as parents can know how active your kids are, and it can really validate those tough days, let me tell you.
But that's such a good point, because we're guessing. How would we ever know how much they actually move?
We don't. I mean, that's it. We have parents that have written, we don't think that this is accurate on the steps. And, you know, we'll go and we'll, you know, check the data logs, and it's not stagnant like it's in a backpack. It's right. Just not moving. And if your kid doesn't have a recess at school or chooses not to, you know, engage at recess, they might have less than 2,000 steps in their
day.
That's
a good point. So even with recess, you don't know how much your kid is partaking. Wow. Okay. I think one of the details that we haven't discussed yet, but my mind is going there, and that is, as parents, we're in a sandwich generation. We're not just taking care of kids, but we have elderly parents. We want to make sure that they're safe. We want to be able to track them just as much as we track our kids. Have you explored this side of how you can use Little Bird?
It was naturally adopted within our customer base. To your point, people have parents aging in place at home, and the wandering and elopement is an issue just as a baseline, not even layering the caregiver connectivity of like, did it take place or did my mom get out of bed today? Right? Being able to answer some of these questions just at a base level, we are getting back to Maslow's pyramid. And so, yes, current users are already using it for their parents. We're looking at doing a second generation that'll we'll announce in the future here, that'll have more accommodations for that. But looking at having an extended size band just in the near term, because it's one of those things we just didn't expect, right? Like, you can hope for that. Like, oh, this is gaining independence and losing independence are essentially the same problem set. But having real users doing it and needing it and asking for it really hits home. And it goes back to one of my core values in the company, is just that safety shouldn't be a luxury. It shouldn't be a luxury item. You know, we have a lot of these baby products and things that, you know, monitors of varying capacities are priced, you know, out of attainability, and it becomes like this, you know, aspirational thing. And I feel like, how do we start pricing products where it can bring peace of mind to more people? And that's something that we're really, really working on doing and strategizing across the board, because it's expensive to care for others, as anyone listening to this podcast knows. So
certainly it is. And, you know, all of the different light bulbs are going off in my mind of ways that this can be used in different age groups and for different reasons. So, you know, the peace of mind for parents, but also that independence, that goes in a lot of directions for a lot of families, especially in multi-generational families that many people are living in and increasingly living in. So let's talk about logistics. Monica, take us through this. We go to your website, and how do we pick the size and our plan? What are the options?
Yeah, the website just has three options right now. We have a 2-year plan, a 1 year, and a month to month if it's easier for you to make essentially more payments. Other ways to buy it are also on our partners, walmart.com. It'll be in stores this August, so definitely check us out. We'll have some additional colors and bands we're releasing. I'll do like a little sneak peek for your
Oh yes.
here we
Oh
go.
wow. Black, pink, green, fuchsia, blue, orange. Ooh, love it. Oh, and the little bird, so cute.
Yeah, so those will be coming out this summer, and Amazon.com will probably have some as well. So everyone can go and check those out. And with both our platform and those, they have financing options through Klarna or Affirm where you can make even lower monthly payments. And that's just, again, we're just trying to lean into making safety not a luxury. And I think we'll be able to do something special for your listeners as well. It just really means a lot that to have, a stage with you to share our ideas and also for the listeners to give us feedback. That is the number one most important thing to me as a mom and as a founder is like, I don't want to be inaccessible like some of these bigger companies. I want us to just be with you in the trenches, getting those ideas, and that's what makes it great for.
Ooh, I love that. How do you best like to get your feedback?
Any of our channels, honestly, through the Instagram, Facebook Messenger, the website has a chat bot. All of it feeds into the same system. We've built out an intelligence layer so we can get all this feedback aggregated and just be smarter and faster about how we digest that and bring it to our product teams. Because again, it's the customer, right? Like they're the ones using this in the real time. And over 91% of our customers are women. And it's probably more because sometimes I see, it'll be like a male name or and a female leaning name for the delivery. And so I'm just laughing. Like this is purely driven by moms that have that. And so as much as we can support, because we know how hard it is. So I'm just here again. Just any way you want to reach out to us, we will listen.
I love that. That's not something you hear all the time from founders. And I love that this technology is changing. I mean, what is your ultimate vision for where Little Bird could go? Because it seems like in real time, the technology and the model is changing.
Yeah, I would really like to be the apple of family safety, right? I think that right now, everything is so disjointed, and we're tracking objects and pets. And how do we make it more supportive for the family ecosystem, but also not inundated with too much? So, like integrations within, ambient home, devices is one thing that we'd like to be doing in the near future. How do we resource theme parks, right? So you can enjoy the experience and feel more peace of mind there. We've had schools reach out to us and school districts, and they're like, hey, how do we offer this to our families? Because we have a screen-free policy, but we want to support the families here with more information. So I think just for anyone that wants to be a part of that, we're like, hey, we can do introductions. We're building out a larger kind of policy and partnership platform. We had so many, we had to like create our own platform for it because just the inbounds from camps and schools and even government agencies buying it, first, supervised children. We're like, whoa, this is a real pain point nationally. And then how do we simplify something where we can copy and paste it and just help more families? That is just like the biggest mission for me is helping. I mean, we just need to lean in more versus be funneled into, we'll deal with this later. I feel like a lot of us have felt like we'll deal with this later. Here's like what works right now, but here's, 4,500 different gadgets that don't work.
I mean, in my mind, those are the big three, right? School, field trips, and camp. Because we want our kids to participate in everything that school has to offer, that a community has to offer, sports teams. But at the same time, we need to know that our kids are okay. And I always say better paranoid than sorry. And I know that a lot of parenting gear really does market to parents' fear, but this is the opposite. This is allowing freedom to the fullest extent, but still saying, I know what I need to know as a parent. So I love this mix. If you could talk straight to parents as you are now, I mean, mom to mom, what does your heart tell you about how this is really changing motherhood?
I think it's, to your point, really shifting us away from this fear-based parenting that's been kind of put into our corner and being like, oh, I can have access to more information. I can be a present parent and worry less because I have more answers. I think there was a shame that mothers were given, like that you're anxious or a tiger mom or this or that, you know, like none of that, you know, those like self, you know, whether the self-assigned or someone like, give it to us, really matter when you're just a parent, right? We all just want to know that our kids are safe and that they're okay and that we're able to give them more experiences. And if this helps give some, you know, parents some freedom for their children, you know, let their kids have that decision-making power. I mean, that just opens up a lot of doors for all of us. And I think it's been a really challenging past decade as things have shifted. And now it's like, okay, let's just start getting more answers. Like, let's just be solution orientated. Like as we are as moms at home, like, okay, problem, solution. And I think that's just like, it took a mom to do a screen-free product because everyone told me I was crazy. Which is also, you know, another thing women get.
Well, that's what I was going to just leave you with. I mean, obviously you're a mom turned entrepreneur. So for all the moms out there that say, I know what I'm talking about. People can tell me I'm crazy, but I know what I need to know about my kid. You know, just turn on your business brain for a minute and tell us about how you got to this spot. Cause I think that's so noteworthy.
I just don't take no for an answer. I mean, you just got to get to the yes. And for me, I just kept asking the same question, right? I tried to buy it, didn't exist. I started hacking existing products. I didn't know how to hack products, but I was driven by this need and a little bit obsession with being like, well, why not? You know? And then I got so many people that were like, it's so obvious. It would already exist if it was possible. You know, and I think my curiosity just carried me in that momentum. But I think it's just with anything, whether you want to write that book, whether you want to apply for that job, the worst thing someone's going to do is, you know, tell you no. And that's just not the right person. And then just directing you to a different door. And that's how this company was made. That's how I am here today. It's like, you know, I think people get set on an outcome, but really it's more of a redirection. And every single mom listening to this has a door open for them. And I know that you're tired. I am powered by how many, you know, glasses of coffee a day. But I think you get energy from filling your own cup up, whether that's having someone fold laundry for you, whether that's just to, for that couple of minutes, right? Give yourself that break, whether it's getting your nails done, whether it's just going for a walk. And those little moments of light lead to something bigger. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, I deserve this. And I earned this. And I guess less of an earn, but like, you know, it just becomes more part of your life. And then you can start asking these questions like, oh, I want to start that business or talk to that one person. I mean, I can tell you, I slid into someone's DMs of a public company like a couple weeks ago, and now we're working together. It just, what was she going to do? Ignore me? Great. But if it turned out, we might be able to have the opportunity. So I think just being like, not that you don't have shame. It's just more like, don't let a no hold you back from your full potential.
I mean, that is mom vibes if I've ever heard it. Be persistent. Do what you got to do and don't take no for an answer. I absolutely love it. And I can't wait to see what Little Bird does. This is amazing technology. And of course, everyone listening, head to the show notes because we have a code for local moms that you can use and you can try it out for yourself. Monica, thank you so much.
No, thank you. I appreciate you hosting us and looking forward to seeing you guys soon.
Us too. Thank you. Moms, we're so grateful you're part of our community. Don't forget to rate and review Momcast to help us spread the word and follow us on Instagram at the Local Moms Network. I'm Dimitra Ganyas. We'll find you back here next week from Stanford Studios.
Carter's has your family covered for every summer first. First steps, first swim lesson, or first sleepover. Our clothes help kids and parents have their best summer ever, thanks to comfy design and easy dressing details. Generations of families have trusted our must-haves for babies, toddlers, and kids, designed to shine season after season. Visit Carter's.com to shop the latest styles or find a Carter's store near you.